Have your Bibles with you. Let's turn to a passage of scripture that I thought may work for us this morning. Who knows? God's in control anyway, right? So before we put up what my title is, don't go there yet, please, Bianca. I just want to share a couple of things, but I didn't tell you the scripture, did I? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, for those of you who like to use your Bible. And then let me give you a few things before we put it up on the screen. So in my mind, like, you probably think the same. I don't know. I can only think for myself, really, I guess. But what do we do when things don't go the way we thought they were going to go? It's a good question, right? How do we make the most of a situation that you know, is not what you expected? Or when things go terribly wrong in your world, how do we react? And when it seems everything is against you, how should you and I respond? And I want to answer these questions today. And so the title of my message this morning, thanks Bianca, is Faith is Your Way Through. Faith is your way. It amazes me how you and I can be talking about something good, something positive, but before we know it, that good has turned into something bad. We start focusing on the negative. Who knows that we have a nature that tends to go to the negative? It's part of our makeup of who we are as human beings. Who knows that that's why we've got God in our life and why we need him in our world. And so it's a part of human nature that we tend to go that way. Most of the news, I don't tend to watch the news anymore because it's depressing. Most of the news is bad news, right? And there's bad stuff and bad things. And yet there's a lot of people doing a lot of good stuff, but it's never on the news. There's a lot of good things happening at C3 Wellard right now. There's a lot of good news here in C3 Wellard. And so can we encourage one another that God is good and God is doing great things amongst us? And here's the thing, we're not of this world, we're of a far greater world. And we have a God whose nature is to do the miraculous. And God is good amidst the troubles that we face in life. And so let me come to my passage of scripture that called out to me in this last week. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 to 10 in the New Living. We are pressed on every... This is the Apostle Paul speaking. We are pressed on every side by troubles. We are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. And through suffering, those bodies of ours constantly share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. A friend of mine was walking past our C3 Fremantle campus just the other day. And he had his head down, he saw me, he gave me his wave because we're good mates. We go to the gym together. And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "I've just come back from a funeral." He's the same age as me, and he said he was 51 years old. And he said, "I couldn't believe it. He's been married. He's been left behind. We were mates our whole life, and you could tell it had shaken him up." And he just looked really lost and really without hope. And I says, "Well, as you would, how did he die?" "Well, they think that he may have actually, because all his internals actually shut down, and we think that he may have actually, for a long period of time, just been taking drugs to cope with life, and his wife didn't even know. But that's what the doctors have concluded." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Can I say here today that we have a God that we can give our troubles to? That we have hope for our world, and if we don't have the hope, our little issues are nothing compared to what even the Apostle Paul went through. And I want to share this a little bit today. Is that okay? Yeah. So the Bible says we're of this world, but we're not of this world. We may be having troubles. Has anyone got any trouble this morning? Can I put my legs up too? I've got some trouble. Paul talks about it a lot. You can read it for yourself. We may be finding things difficult to cope with. We may be crushed and broken, as Paul refers to. And being a Christian does not inoculate you and I from bad things happening. But we do have someone real who will pull us through, and his name is Jesus. And so we must speak out the language of heaven over our lives. Can anyone give me some praise this morning? Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, you're a good God. Lord, you're getting me through this. This is the language of heaven. I'm just doing it in my own way. I'm not going to be dancing about it because I'm not a dancer. But I tell you what, thank you, Lord, that you've got this. I'm having an internal struggle. Lord, you're going to help me through it. I don't understand why this has happened, Lord, but I'm sticking with you. And the Apostle Paul says that he's been afflicted in every way. I don't think we really understand what Paul's really gone through. Do you, in our Western society? And life is never as straightforward as we would hope. Our life is full of twists and turns. Yet amidst all Paul's suffering, we find a man who was driven by love and gratitude. And when you consider what Paul endured, you get a better understanding of what Christ meant in his life. Is it okay if I tell you some of these things? He was imprisoned frequently. He was whipped more than any other human being. 5 times Paul received 40 lashes. The whip was a mixture of steel and hard leather material, like when they whipped Jesus. It literally took hunks of flesh out. It seems in Paul's case, from the research that I have done, that he died a number of times. Yet God brought him back again and again. It is said that on more than one occasion, Paul's innards would have been exposed by the lashings. And if that is not enough, Paul was stoned, not from marijuana. I just thought I'd lighten it a little bit. Not from marijuana or some other substance. He was literally stoned with rocks. Now, when they stoned people in the Bible, they did it for one reason: to kill them. And God resurrected Paul again. 3 times Paul was shipwrecked. And for a full 24 hours, the Bible reports that he was in the ocean, not knowing if he would get rescued. Who'd like the life of Paul? And Paul states in 2 Corinthians 11 that there are perils on his journeys, perils by his own countrymen, perils in the city, perils amongst false brethren, weariness and toil, hunger and thirst, often fasting because he had no food, in cold and nakedness, and there's a whole lot more that I haven't shared. And we have a tendency to think that our lives are more difficult than the next. They don't know what I'm going through. If they did, they'd cut me some slack. And wherever your life is right now, can we learn from Paul this morning? What is it Paul says in his first verse of this scripture that you can put it up there if you like, that first one, thanks be. Don't give up and quit. Look at that. Where is it? It's there somewhere, NLT. Anyway, it says in my translation, don't give up and quit. So I say to C3 Wellard today, don't give up and can we be of one here this morning and see that God's got a greater plan? And 13 of the New Testament epistles were written by Paul. And of those 13, 4 of them were written while Paul was in prison. I'll give them to you: Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. And from prison, Paul gave praise. Isn't it amazing? My wife's in church this morning. Let's give her a hand for being with me today. He was thankful for their faith, his brethren's faith. He heard how well the church was doing. This is how his letters always started. And couldn't help but give thanks for them. And when Paul thought of his fellow believers, he could not help but rejoice. There is a tenderness and joy in Paul's writings, displayed in gratitude for all the church were doing and progressing in. Thank you, Lord, for progressing in C3 Wellard today. You know, I had a meeting with some of the guys the other day, and Kathy Ackerley was talking to me about how youth is going, and I had nothing but praise for her. I was like, that's so good, and I was thinking about it all day long. We are so glad for the progress that God is making in people's lives. I'm so glad when I look at Crystal on stage and I see the maturity and the confidence that she has from when I knew her from years ago, and the timidity that she had to now. Who knows that God is moving in our midst? God is great, and if we just stick with him, he makes us a little bit greater too. So I thank you, Lord, for all you're doing. Paul's in prison. Paul has been beaten. Paul has lost his breath entirely multiple times. He himself said, I have been perplexed often. Completely, that means completely baffled. That means he thought something was going to turn out one way, but in fact it went a whole different way. And we can learn faith from Paul today. He gave thanks for the church at Ephesus for their ongoing faith and love for the saints. He gave thanks for the church at Philippi for his remembrance of them, that God would complete the good work that he started in them. That sounds like a good word for C3 Frio, doesn't it? God's going to complete the good work that he started. C3 Wellard. I get mixed up sometimes. Forgive me. Yeah, I do it with my kids. I call Sarah Jared. Sarah. I don't know. I get it all messed up. Zared. I often call Jared Sarad because Sarah is my other. Anyway, he gave thanks for the church of Colossae, for their faith, their love for the saints, for the fruit of the gospel. And so what is going to get you and I through? What is going to enable us to end our life with a sweet spirit? Would anyone like to end their life with a sweet spirit? Oh, Lord, I need your help. But we can finish well. We cannot become bitter. We can choose not to. And it's being grateful for what we do have rather than what we do not. Amen. Thank you. Can we learn from the words of Paul today? Can we decide to heed the word of God and be grateful even when everything is not all right? Even when things are far from all right, maybe in your life, or you're not sure how things are going to turn out. Even in extraordinarily harsh situations, Paul was able to praise God. Paul and Silas were in Acts 16. Come on, Musos, you're going to help me out a little bit this morning, like we said. So please move, that'd be good. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, they're thrown into prison. Now, this is no ordinary prison. It hasn't got a smart TV. It has none of the creature comforts. It's not a prison that we know. It is unclean. It is unsanitary. It is dark, which smelled putrid with human waste. They would have been hungry. There would have been rats. There would have been insects. And their feet were clamped in stocks, which was in itself extremely painful. Yet at midnight, Paul and Silas, bleeding and in unbearable pain from the beating and the stocks, weariness and cold, began praying and praising, singing hymns and worship to God. So, oh, here we go. Oh, when the saints go march. Come on, join me. I need your help. Come on, Crystal, help me out. Yeah, come on. Oh, when the saints go march. You don't know the song. Oh, do you know it, Caroline? Yeah, come on. Go marching in. I'm gonna be there. Ha 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 ha. Thanks, guys. Awesome. You can take your seats again. Let's give these guys a hand. I forget how old I am. See, I'm only young in heart, at least. But doesn't that just change the atmosphere? The best thing we can do is praise God. Here's the thing we've got. And it really annoys me about him, actually, if I'm to be honest. He tends to take longer than we want him to. Does anyone agree with me there? But who knows that God's always got a better plan than us? And so let's just let him take his time. Because he's got something great. It's far better than we can ever think of. And you may feel like you've been in prison for way too long. You may think that God has given up on you. You may have stopped praying for certain areas to change in your life or your family's life. And you may be thinking God doesn't really care. And I would say you are like every other human on the planet. You are going through the normal emotions and feelings that we all have. But God has a habit of turning up at the last minute. And when we have lost all hope, when we think the situation is not salvageable, what we have in Jesus is incomparable. Can anyone give Jesus a little bit of praise this morning? See, he knows what we're going through. And he knows what we need and when, beyond what we think. Faith speaks out no matter what. Faith is the language of heaven. And Paul and Silas are speaking the language of heaven, and the foundations of the prison begin to shake. Foundations that you and I have in our life that do not marry with the word of God are broken through incredibly tense and ridiculous situations at times, but God's doing a work. Can we stay the course with him, church? And the Bible says that all the prisoners' chains are broken and fall off them. All the prisoners, not just Silas and Paul, all the prisoners. See, radical, who would like some radical transformation by God? There's some radical transformation is going to occur in your life as you speak the language of heaven over your life. And so the jailer, knowing his life is over, draws his own sword to kill himself. But Paul says, no, stop. And the entire jailer's household comes to faith in Christ. See, remarkable, unbelievable, and astonishing things happen when we keep on believing and we don't think there is any hope left, but we keep on believing anyway, even if we just say the word, Jesus, please help. And so you and I have to believe that God is going to work it out. Can we do that today, church? Can we all believe that God is going to work it out? And so we can turn to alternatives, and there are many. To help us get by, perhaps, to self-medicate. But none of these things can change what is or who you are, but God can. God does not work the way that we think he should. And God takes longer than you want, and we toughen up through trusting him when things are not going so well. When we allow first place for him in our life. And part of being a Christian, which Paul knew only too well, was suffering on the cross. And when we die, God had his greatest victory in our lives. I don't mean literally die, but when we die to our own self. God has our greatest victory in our lives. God loves to show off. He's a bit of a pose. I mean, let me just give you a few examples from the Bible. Fiery furnace. Who's in there? Come on, who knows their Bible a little bit? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're in the fiery furnace. And then this other bloke turns up. Jesus is in there with them. Now, this furnace should have just melted them. There should have been nothing left, not even bones, nothing. But they're all walking around. The king turns to Christ. there's a complete revolution. When we think things are really bad, God's got a plan. Daniel in the lion's den. Next morning, king comes out. You still there? Yeah, I'm still here. He threw all the other guys in, and what happened? Faith is your way through. Red Sea. Uh-oh, we're stuck. No, lift up your hand. Part the waters. That's got to be the best thing. Shaking hands with a shark on this side and an octopus on the other side and walking through. It would be my dream. Snake bite. Oh, he's a demon. Oh, but nothing happens. Faith is your way through. Walking on water. That'd be pretty cool. Peter did it. Faith is your way through. Only God can fix some things. Can you and I learn today the character of faith? God is going to work it out. Hang in there with God. Speak positively. Can we do a little positive speaking right now under the presence of the Word of God? Can you say something positive about God this morning? Come on, give it a try. You're so good, God. It doesn't have to be hard. You're awesome, God. You're magnificent. I thank you, Lord. And before I finish up this morning, I'm fully aware that some people may still be thinking, it's all right for you to be so positive, Nigel, but you don't know what I've been through or what I've done. I want to give you some practical advice from my own personal faith journey. I have found that when I start to speak out and believe for a change in area, that things may actually get worse. Now, hold on. When this happens, don't think, well, that proves, Nigel, that it's wrong. I know the Bible says what it says, but it has not been my experience. The truth is, you are taking ground back from the devil. And when things start to get worse, it's a last-ditch attempt from the devil to try and change your way of faith. But I say, as you stay in faith, that God will do a new thing. And there is going to be a complete change. And see, there are areas in your life that you and I know that we've progressed through and we've got a bit shaky because the devil always wants you to stay in that zone, out of faith or in debt or whatever the situation is. But as you hold fast, God brings you through. So let's not listen to the pettiness of the devil or the words that we hear in our ears. Let's trust the Almighty. All he had to say was, when Moses asked him, I am who I am. Can we do that this morning? I am who I am. God is bigger. God is greater. Moses has a burning bush experience. And God speaks to him through the bush. You're going to bring the children of Israel out from 400 years of captivity and slavery, oppression and hardship. He tells all the people of Israel. Who'd be excited about that? 400 years of oppression. Oh, there's no good news in the camp. It's pretty bad. And the next day, Moses goes to Pharaoh. Time to let the people go. What does Pharaoh do? No, you're not going anywhere. What are you talking about? He doubles their workload. And the people lose hope and faith in God and Moses. But God loves to surprise. And Pharaoh has a moment and the people gather all their belongings and it says a whole multitude of gold from all the Egyptians and they walk through the desert and of course we know the rest is history because the Red Sea opens up. I think I've given you enough to say when things are looking bad and they get a little bit worse, you're on the right track, keep going with God. God's got a incredible miracle for you. God is our deliverer. Come on, let's stand to our feet this morning. God is our, let's, music team, please come. We need to finish strong this morning. Lord, I thank you that you're an amazing God. Lord, I thank you that our confession will be positive about who you are. And no matter our circumstances, we know that we live in a broken world. We know, Lord, that there are things that we cannot control. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, today we lift our hands. Come on, let's lift our hands, church. Today we praise your name. Today we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. Give me some background music when you're ready, guys. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are an amazing God. Lord Jesus, you're awesome. Thank you, Father. Under the power of the living God. And we thank you, Lord, for every person here, that you help progress and prosper them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for C3 Weller, that you will progress and prosper them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. The people of God said, amen.